بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Originally the topic was apathy in religion, being lazy in religion. Someone suggested that because today is a holiday, we should have an Islamic perspective on Easter. So, alhamdulillah, I think that would be appropriate, that we should have an Islamic perspective on Easter. And is it significant in the sense that how we as Muslims, how should we treat this day? First, at the outset, Easter is a holiday which is celebrated by Christians, and to put it simply, it is a day in which the Christians, they commemorate the apparent death of Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, which Islamically, Islam doesn't give it any credence, because our belief is that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the whole matter was ambiguous. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was raised to the heavens. So the Christians, they say that Isa alayhi salam, he was crucified, after which he was ultimately resurrected. So there was a 3-day span, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And in these 3 days, Isa alayhi salam, according to the Christians, he was crucified, and then ultimately he was resurrected. So in 3 days of Easter, there are, according to the Christians, 300 prophecies were fulfilled. Now, just to go over some of the facts of how we as Muslims, how we treat Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the beliefs that we have which pertain to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So first, to begin, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, is mentioned in the Quran approximately 25 times. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran about 25 times, as opposed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad is mentioned 5 times. So 500% more. 500% more. Now, they claim and they believe that Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the author of the Quran. So if he was the author of the Quran, then why is it that the author keeps himself restricted to 5 times and promotes Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and mentions his name 25 times? Which indicates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not the author of the Quran, as many people claim. Rather, it is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Maryam, is mentioned in the Bible approximately 18 times. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and the rest of their books about 17 times. And in the other book, about one time. So 18 altogether. In the Quran, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned 32 times. It's almost double. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam is mentioned approximately 32 times. And in the Quran, there's a chapter in the honor of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. The Bible cannot claim this. Now, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, according to the Christians, he was crucified on Friday. And they've made it into a holiday after, in the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was introduced to Christianity, and Constantine, he embraced Christianity and thus ultimately became a holiday. No prophet between Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Isa alaihi salam, there was no prophet between them. We say that Hazrat Isa alaihi salam was raised to the heavens, and in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Hazrat Isa alaihi salam's birth, his death, or his apparent death, and the abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Hazrat Isa alaihi salam. The Bible speaks of the birth and death of Hazrat Isa alaihi salam. The Bible speaks of the crucifixion, and the Quran speaks of the ascension of Hazrat Isa alaihi salam. Now, if we look at it, if we look at the differences between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Isa alaihi salam, we will come to the realization that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a perfect role model for any person. Whatever a person wanted to do, whatever he wanted to be, he would find a role model in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Isa alaihi salam, if somebody wanted to follow Hazrat Isa alaihi salam as a role model, this was not possible, because Hazrat Isa alaihi salam, he did not marry. He wasn't married to anybody. He did not have any children, and his advice has not been recorded. The advice that he used to give, whatever he gave, it was not recorded by the Christians. So it is impractical to follow Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Rather, it is more practical to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he was married, he had children, and his advice and his teachings are recorded and preserved in the various books of hadith. Now, the Quran, it speaks of Maryam alayhi salam, and that an angel came to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam and informs Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam that she is going to carry a child. Now, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was the daughter of Hazrat Imran, who was the Imam of Baytul Maqdis. And his wife, her name was Hanna bint Fahud, and she saw Anna. She saw a young chick being fed by a bird, by its mother. So she also had this desire and inclination that I want to serve a child. I want to have a child and I want to serve it, similar to how this mother is serving her chick. So this was her desire. Ultimately, Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them a child in the form of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. And to keep a long story short, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was a very pious woman, to the extent that the fruits that were available in the summer, she would have them in winter. And the fruits that were available in winter, she would have them in the summer. And when her guardian, Hazrat Zakaria, who is a relative of hers, when he inquired as to, where did you find this fruit? She said that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was a wali, she was a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was extremely pious. So this angel, the angel comes to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam and tells her that you will carry a child. And she, knowing that, you know, that one has to engage, she wasn't completely devoid of common sense and knowledge. She said that, how is it possible when no man has touched me? So the angel said that this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the Christians, they try to pair up, because this is beyond their aql. It is beyond their scope of reasoning. And they try to pair up Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam with Joseph the carpenter. That Joseph the carpenter had relations with Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, and as a result, you know, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born. Our belief about Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam is a pure belief. We consider Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam that she was a pure woman, she was a chaste woman, she did not have any relations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply put the soul of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam in her womb. And she said, she inquired, when somebody asked someone broached the subject of the pregnancy. So she said that Hazrat Hawa and Hazrat Adam alayhi salam were also born in a very unique way. That Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was born without a mother and a father. And it was unprecedented. It was an unprecedented creation. Similarly, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam was born from the rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Now, when this child was in her womb, she was in Jerusalem, and she went to this place called Bethlehem, which is approximately 20 minutes from Jerusalem. And when the pangs of birth, when they became too much to bear, she rested under a palm tree, and from that palm tree she was provided. This whole incident, the whole episode is very thoroughly mentioned in Surah Maryam. Over there underneath this palm tree, she gave birth to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And she became very despondent, because now she had this child and she had to present this child to the people. And this was something which was dishonorable, because people would immediately, they would think that, well, you know, she has done, and they accused her. They accused her of adultery, that you are a woman who is extremely pious, you have a high standing in society, how can you do something like this? لَقَدْ جِئْتِ بِشَيْءٍ فَرِيَّةٍ, that you have done an abhorrent act. So Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, she was advised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep fast. That the way you will answer the people is that you will fast. And the fast in those days was not only keeping away from food and drink, but also to keep quiet, which would be impossible for us to do now. So to keep quiet throughout the whole day, this was one of the conditions of the fast. So when she was confronted with the people, she indicated to the child. Of course, the people jumped to the conclusion that, you know, she did something. She did an immoral act. So once she indicated to the child, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam began to speak, similar to how you and I would speak. And in very level tones, he said that I am, and the whole verse of the Quran, to paraphrase, he is mentioning that I am Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me as a Rasul. And the popularity, once Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, once he became mature and he became a man, his popularity grew, and he had a large following, and he had 12 disciples. And these, he performed many miracles. These were simple men, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him many abilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him many abilities. And this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He grants prophets abilities, or the ability to perform miracles. And by this, people would be convinced that this individual is in fact a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his abilities were that he could cure the leper, he could cure the blind. This was an era, an age of medicine. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and these were sicknesses that cannot be cured. It's impossible to cure these sicknesses, leprosy, blindness, and death as well. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, it is mentioned in hadith that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam brought back to life 4 individuals, amongst them Sam bin Nuh, who is a prophet. He was brought back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Hazrat Isa alayhi salam the ability to bring back these individuals. And he also told them what they are storing in their houses, what kind of food they have stored in their houses. The disciples would also ask for miracles. And it is mentioned in the Quran that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were provided with a food spread. And in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send food from the heaven, they would eat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would raise that food spread back. So like this, these were miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Ultimately, the Romans, they plotted to kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. They were not successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, that he was not killed, he was not crucified, but the matter was made ambiguous to them. Now, somebody did die. Right? Somebody did die. Right? Was it Hazrat Isa alayhi salam? Of course not. This is the Islamic belief that it wasn't Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. But someone was crucified. Now there are some narrations which indicate the identity of that individual. Some say that one of the persons who was a disciple, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, said that, "Who will help me in this matter? You know, they have come to capture me and they have come to crucify me. So who from amongst the disciples will aid me?" So one disciple, and his reward is my companionship in the hereafter. So one disciple, he presented himself, and a likeness, he became the likeness of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And he was crucified in the stead of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Another narration, these are two narrations, both of them weak narrations, but regardless, they shed light onto what exactly transpired. So the second narration is about one individual who indicated to the soldiers that this is where Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is staying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he changed his appearance to resemble Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and the Romans captured him. And of course, somebody who is captured, someone who is a murderer, someone who is accused of something, he will say that, "I am not the person." So this person, he said that "I am not the person." But the Romans captured him and he was ultimately crucified. So, as I said, these are just two narrations. One of them was the disciples. One of them was the disciple. He volunteered. And the gift that he would receive was companionship of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. The other one was the spy. And he was changed to resemble Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Now, our belief is that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will return towards the end of time. And he will defeat Dajjal after he will emerge and spread fitna and trial and tribulation throughout the world. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come back. There are approximately 80 narrations, and these narrations are contiguous, multiple narrations. It's similar to the Quran. So there are so many narrations that indicate that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will come back. It is impossible to have this notion that they are false narrations. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, this is a belief of a Muslim, belief of one of the articles of belief in our faith, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will return and he will descend on the white minaret of Dimashq. And this was constructed by Walid bin Abdul Malik, one of the Umayyad Khalifs. Now, in regards to the belief of the Christians that he died on Friday and he was resurrected on a Sunday. So first and foremost, the wording is that when he came, and this is from Matthew verses 38, 39 and 40, that when he came, the Jews came to him and said, "Master, we would see a sign from thee." They were asking Hazrat Isa alayhi salam for a sign, for a miracle. So, but he said unto them, answering, that an evil and adulterous generation seeketh a sign. When you ask a prophet for a sign, then basically you are questioning that he is not a prophet. You don't have trust that he is a prophet. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam responded and said that an evil and adulterous generation, they are the ones who seeketh a sign. And no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah, Yunus alayhi salam, which was 3 days, 3 days and 3 nights in the whale. Right? That is our belief, that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, it is mentioned in the Quran, and it is supported by various narrations that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, he spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. So Son of Man will be in the belly of the earth. Similarly, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will also be in the belly of the earth. This is the verse in 38, 39 and 40. So now, what is this sign? If you ask a Christian, they won't be able to tell you. What is this sign that is being talked about in this verse of Matthew 38, 39 and 40? So you will find it on one page of the Bible, and it is in the book of Jonah, Kitab Yunus, in the book of Jonah, that Jonah, he was alive when he was thrown in the belly, right? Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, he was alive when thrown in the belly, And when praying, he was alive. Throughout the whole time, three times over, he was alive, alive, alive. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Throughout the whole time. He never died once. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam never died. He was alive throughout the whole period. From when the whale swallowed him to when the whale spit out Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Jesus was dead. According to them, Jesus was dead for 3 days and three nights. So is this like Jonah or unlike Jonah? It's unlike Jonah. Jesus was dead for 3 days and three nights. And Jonah was alive for 3 days and three nights. So is it like Jonah or unlike Jonah? Right. So the once again, the verse is, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he said unto them, answering, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh a sign. And no sign shall be given to it but the sign of Jonah. But the sign of Jonah. Now what is the sign of Jonah? Which was 3 days and three nights in the whale. So Son of Man will be in the belly of the earth. So now the book of Jonah, the whole time Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was alive. And according to them, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was dead. So he was alive, alive and alive. So now was Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, was he saying something untrue? Or was he misunderstood? So they say, so time was, you know, purpose, because Hazrat Yunus, this was just something that was mentioned. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam just happened to say this. It was a coincidence that he said it. So Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, he was in the belly for 3 days and three nights. Now, once again, there's a disparity in this, because now Friday night, he was in the grave. Saturday, he was in the grave. Saturday night, he was in the grave. And Sunday morning, the tomb was empty. So Friday night, grave. Saturday, the day, grave. Saturday night, grave. And then Sunday morning. So is this 3 days, three nights? It's not 3 days, three nights. So once again, there is a discrepancy in the wording of the Bible and what Hazrat Isa alayhi salam say. Because the third day, the Sunday morning, the tomb was empty. Mary, she came and she found the tomb to be empty. There was nobody there. So now what are they talking about when they say 3 days and three nights? This is a distortion of the Bible. And these people, of course, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala charged them with. Rather, to be accurate, the verse should have said two nights and one day. It was Friday night, right? And Saturday morning, Saturday night, and Sunday, the tomb was empty. Right? The tomb was empty. So to be accurate, it was really 2 days and one night, and not 3 days and three nights. So there is a distortion in the Bible, and the Quran is the most accurate when it says that the ascension took place rather than the crucifixion. So this is the discrepancy of the Bible, and you know, this is the inimitability of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is responsible for the preservation of the Quran. But the Christians and the Jews, they were responsible for the preservation of their samawi kitabs, of the heavenly books. But unfortunately, they could not protect and preserve their books. And ultimately, they were, as a result of these distortions, they were misguided. And many discrepancies such as these are found throughout the Bible and the Torah. So this is the whole incident of this holiday that the Christians celebrate, Easter. And this is what surrounds it, that they consider that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he died, he was crucified on Friday, and then he was ultimately resurrected on a Sunday, which is inaccurate. That never happened. Right? That never happened, and their own Bible indicates that something like this never happened. There's a clear distortion and discrepancy in the Bible. So the Quran is most accurate regarding this. Inshallah, we will stop over here, and food is ready. Everyone is requested to partake of the